Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Carlos Rodriguez. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Roland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Garfinvold. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rodriguez strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Cooper. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roland strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Thome. The throw from Roland and he is safe. Thome steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Thome scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Alomar moves to third. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. Two outs. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roland is 0 for 1 in the game. Roland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Valentin scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Alomar to Berga covering second. The throw back to home, and Dawson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Howard now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Harris now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Berga. The throw from Roland and he is safe. Berga steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roland is 0 for 2 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Tomey goes all the way around to score. Lofton moves to third. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Jeff Russell now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Roland and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Paul Shuey now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Damon Berryhill pinch hits for Lee Tinsley. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Chamberlain pinch hits for Rich Rowland. Wes Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chamberlain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.